mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit. Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Robert Palmer in the studio with us answering your Money Minute questions. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm still singing the Money Minute jingle in my head.
I jam out every single time.
And we got to give a shout out to Deidre. That tweet you showed me was awesome. Deidre said it's her favorite time of the day.
It's the best time of the day.
So big shout out to Deidre.
Yes. So Kayla asks, what is the most efficient way to borrow money?
The most efficient way to borrow money. So step one is to shop around.
Okay.
Like with anything we're buying or purchasing, money is no different. Borrowing money, you want to make sure you shop around. The next big thing you have to understand is how long are you really going to keep that money? So when you look at like buying a house and you think about a 30-year mortgage, well, if you're going to sell the house in 3 or 4 years, you're not going to have it for the full 30 years. Mm-hmm. If you buy a car and you do a 6-year car loan, but you think you're going to sell the car after 2 years or get out of the car after 2 or 3 years, it's different than if you kept it for the full 6. So you have to understand your time frame, mm-hmm. and then you have to shop around and find the best deal for your time frame. Because if you're going to keep the loan for a shorter period of time, less upfront fees is better. If you're going to keep the loan for a longer period of time, a lower interest rate is better. So you've got to make some decisions about timing personally and then shop around and find the best deal.